Barney, you're obviously very disappointed, I can tell, and no doubt, you know, there can only be one winner out there, but, you know, put it into words, how you feeling?
Aye, oh well, I put it into words. It's just heart-wrenching, you know, it's hard to put into words. It's, you know, I didn't really think about it being an All-Ireland final up to, I suppose, and now when you lost it, you know, you're focusing on the game and getting the game plan and all the rest. But listen, we have nothing to complain about out there today. We were beat by a better team just on the day, and you know, when that happens, you know, it's you just have to tip your hat to them, you know.
And you would have done okay at half time, only 2 points down. That would have been okay, you know.
2 points down. We came in, and we weren't playing good at that, you know. So and then we had a bit of a one. We would have hoped to get maybe a few points up, but no, 2 points down, and as we both know, you know, you never a game over at half time, and like the girls went back out and we were really, really dialed in again. We squandered a couple of chances. We had maybe two goal chances in the first half there. I thought we definitely should have took one of them. Missed a couple of handy points as well. But with the wand, you know, sometimes when you have the wand, you think it helps you more than it does. I do feel we probably played a wee bit better against the wand. But listen, we have nothing to complain about. Again, I'll say it, a mongered, fine team, strong, very physical. And move the ball through the hands very well. I mean, you knew all that, you know. They didn't bring anything that it wasn't a surprise. It's just, I suppose, all year we were getting a wee bit of luck as well, and we didn't get the run of the green today. Every break of the ball kind of, you know, would have bounced their way, and that's just the way the game goes, you know. Sadly, it was just an All-Ireland final.
And looking at the profile of theirs, you know, their players against the profile of your players, big age difference as well. Like, you know, they look like a much more experienced and very physical side as well.
Aye, I know, they're very physical. Listen, they were putting on Gareth to finish out the game. They were growing women, you know. I was putting on 15, 16-year-olds, hoping they would kind of change the game. And in fairness to them, 15, 16-year-olds, you know, they brought a wee bit of spark to it, you know. They conducted themselves very well out there when they did go out. But listen, at the end of the day, it was just they were just a bit more stronger than us, and there was, you could hold us off the ball a wee bit easier, you know, and you could go through the whole game and pick out different things. But at the end of the day, they were the better team.
Yeah, and look, there was a glimmer of hope there, and maybe with maybe 5 minutes left on the board when Denise already got that goal, it would have brought you back to 7 points. You know, the 5 points difference then, there would have been something to play for at that stage. But as you say, the rub of the green maybe. And on another day, she would have put that in the back of the net.
She's been hitting them penalties. I threw it in every night in the same spot. And I was walking off with her there now. And she says, the one just caught it. She says, as I had it. She had it very well, but it was just unlucky, you know. And when I seen that happen with 5 minutes, I was even shouting out to the girls. I expected the goal to go in. I was like, get pressed up now, get pressed up. We're going after this ball. But unlucky, it wasn't to be. But
yeah, and like as I say, you need nearly everything to go the right way on a big day like that. But look, on a more positive note, look, talk to me about the year you've had, like, with us, like, talk about a world one.
Oh, listen, as I said to you before, Mo, as we met in the second week in February, we started training a week or two after that, and three and four and nights a week, and these wee girls would come back from college early. We were called training on a Thursday, they'd be back up from their colleges, and you know, they put a huge effort into this year. We all have, the club has the club, like, second to none inning we asked for, we got, you know. I couldn't thank Owen and all the board enough. The backroom team, Charles and Doy and Emer and Tanya, you know, Wee Man and John there too, you know, all doing Trojan work all year, and I thank them very much, you know. And then you go, you get relegated in Division 1, and then you go and won the Junior Championship, and you know, emotions getting relegated, and then emotions winning, and then you go, then you get a couple of home games and you won the Ulster Champions, you know, and that's huge. And then another couple of games and the whole parish out supporting you and a wild buzz about, and then you know, next thing you're in All-Ireland final.
Yeah, and listen, you didn't win today, but as I said to one of the girls there, you'll still go and celebrate, maybe not with a cup, but you'll celebrate the year that you have, and you'll talk about the year you're going to have maybe next year as well, Barney, because you're into intermediate, and I mean, what a way to go into intermediate championship in Donegal.
Aye, well, we'll get the night over us first anyway, and you're trying to get me into the job already, anyway. No, we'll get over now, all caught in the side. Listen, the girls will be ready for intermediate, I'm sure. and a great way to go into it, surely. You're after an All-Ireland final. And listen, I'm sure hopefully they can carry that wee buzz next year again. And listen, before I finish, everybody in Downing's is so proud of these wee girls and the work that they put in and the joy they have brought us at the latter end of the year, you know.